Welcome, my name is Cyril Lachelle, and you're listening to Radio Free Gaming. That's right, this is Radio Free Gaming, your official podcast for defunctgames.com. We've had a really busy week this week. We've learned about a half dozen new Final Fantasy games, the Halo 3 beta began, and oh yeah, Paris Hilton's going to jail. That's right, but you know what? We're not going to talk about any of that stuff. Nope. Instead, we're going to talk about somebody else's podcast. That's right, this is somebody else's podcast, your semi-weekly look at other people's podcasts. This is where we listen to 1UP and IGN and GameSpot and, well, anybody else's podcast, and we take the best and worst moments, and we combine them and put them into this podcast, so you know what? So you don't have to listen to everybody else. This is the only podcast on the whole internet that you have to listen to. And to prove that, we have an amazing show lined up for you today. We have Games for Windows Radio, and we have GameSpot. Okay, well, it's not that amazing. We only have those two. I know. It would have been nice if we had IGN and 1UP and the Retronauts, maybe, but we don't. Instead, we have these two shows, and I think that's going to be good enough for everybody. I mean, it's not going to be the longest show of all time, but we're just kind of getting back into it. And, well, actually, before we even start playing clips and being funny, let's take it down a little bit, and let's talk a little bit about some of the new stuff that's been happening in my life. I don't know how exciting your life has been, but, well, mine's been pretty exciting, and not in a necessarily good way. In case you haven't noticed, we haven't done a podcast in, probably about a month. In fact, almost all articles have ceased, except for earlier this week. Well, that's because about 3 weeks ago, I practically burned my hand off. It was a cooking accident, big fire, kitchen fire. It was really bad. I got second-degree burns on about half of my hand, about maybe 40% of my hand, and you know, for a good while there, I had my hand in this big cotton candy style wrap, and then, you know, I finally gained control of my fingers, but I couldn't type, and now I have all of my fingers and my thumb, and I can finally do stuff again, and so I think you'll probably notice that there's some new articles on the website, and, well, everything's sort of back to normal, and one of the ways that we can get things back to normal is by doing one of these podcasts. So I figured that, you know, even though we don't have a ton of content, we might as well do this, because I want to get back to normal. I don't know about you, but I do, and this is a good way of doing it. So, you know, without further ado, I figure that we should just get on with this. I don't want to complain about my hand for too long, and we really do have a good show for you lined up. So let's just head on over to GameSpot right now. Well, welcome back. Up first, we have our friends over at GameSpot. They have a little radio program called On the Spot, which they do every week. And what's great about the show, and probably the best reason to actually listen to it, is because they allow people to call in, and then they'll answer those people's questions. Now, this last week, or, well, it was a couple of weeks ago, they allowed somebody to call in who had a question about trading in games. And, well, I know there are probably a lot of people out there that have similar problems as this guy, but I figured that we might as well address this. So, well, without further ado, let's just listen to his phone call.
Hey guys, my name is Simon, and I need some advice. I just recently traded in 8 Xbox and GameCube games to get a copy of Wii Play for $20. Anyway, so I traded in 8 games, and I got $24 store credit. And I was like, yeah, $24 store credit, this is awesome. And I got my Wii Play, and I came out of the store with like $4 back in store credit. And as soon as I got home, I was like, crap, I totally got hosed. $24 for 8 games. We're talking like Doom 3, the special edition, and some good games too. So my question is, how do you deal with that impulse where you got games sitting around and you just know you don't play them, but you know you should just sell them on eBay, but you can't wait that long. You just have to go trade them in. How do you deal with that impulse? How do you suppress that urge, you know? And that really, man, I need absolution here. I need someone to tell me that I'm not a sucker and that everyone does this. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Bye.
Well, Simon, I hate to be the one that tells you this, but you are a sucker. And not only because you traded in 8 games for essentially $24 of in-store credit, but you're a sucker because you bought Wii Play. And I mean, that's a terrible, terrible game. Oh, what's that? You mean you wanted to know what the GameSpot people said? Well, I'm sure they'll just echo what I said.
Simon, unfortunately, you are a sucker.
Sorry,
and
buddy.
Everyone does that.
Dude. That's $3
a game. $3 a game.
That's not a good return.
You got to ask yourself, I've never traded in a game and hopefully never will. You got to ask yourself, though, is like, even though you are planning on never playing that game again, no matter what the game is, will you want to play it like 5 years from now? And how much fun will you have for that 2 hours when you say, oh, I remember that game. Is it $3 worth of fun? If the answer is no, then trade it in.
Or do you want to give those game stores the joy of taking your $3 and slapping a new sticker on it that's like $40.
Yeah.
I hate that. And reselling it and not giving the publisher any of the money. That stinks.
I traded in, I think I've told this story before, I traded in 30 Genesis games for a Sony PlayStation when they first came out.
How do you feel about that?
Huge mistake.
I once sold all my G.I. Joes at a garage sale. All of them. I had about 80.
Yeah.
For like $15. I learned.
Oh, God.
I traded like the G.I. Joe base, like the whole base, the huge.
Oh, the like modular one?
Yeah, the whole modular base. I think I traded it for like 2 Transformers or something.
Oh, dude. Oh, that had a lift, man. For the Jeep, right?
I know there's one person in our listening audience who's cringing as I'm winding up to tell the story. Because once upon a time, my mom was part of a charity and wanted us to help contribute some of our old toys so they could be sold. And being the good son that I was, I gave her a whole bunch of my G.I. Joes, put them all in a brown paper bag so she could take them to this charity yard sale fundraiser thing. And we go there, and the woman takes the bag from my mom, opens it up, looks in it, writes 25 cents on the side of it, and throws it on a table.
Ooh.
Yeah. There were some good G.I. Joes in that bag.
You should have given her the 25 cents.
I didn't have it. I was a little kid. I didn't know it better. I was helping charity.
Yeah, that always happens.
Did they have all their weapons?
But yeah, I think they had everything. But the good thing, we still have all the Star Wars stuff, and that's really what matters. And G.I. Joe stuff, you can still find. Star Wars, though, no one will sell you that stuff.
Except Star Wars sucks.
Not back
all
then,
the figures
dude.
Are totally crappy. Like the figures
you can't
don't
bend
move.
Them, yeah.
Yeah, they have no articulation.
What not to say G.I. I didn't have a bunch of them.
Yeah, I'm sure all my G.I. Joes were full of sand and rusty, anyways. But
that's what you're telling yourself.
I forgave my mom years ago for this.
Did she rebuy you a bunch of G.I. Joes? When
no, but if I asked her, she would. Like the fact she's probably listening to this right now and is already ordering me G.I. Joes for like Christmas or my birthday.
Well,
don't
don't get the Sigma 6 ones because they're bigger and they're not.
Make sure to get the limited edition Storm Shadow.
Yeah.
They did make a Sigma 6 Storm Shadow that I was actually looking at yesterday.
Did he have a wolf?
No.
Oh, forget it.
Yeah. But
so the lesson here is, Simon and all other listeners, don't trade in games. All
yeah.
you will do is
don't get rid of anything ever.
Especially,
keep everything
yeah.
forever.
Especially
forever.
For Wii Play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And especially for Wii Play. I mean, there's 8 games in there, right? Except they're all dumb.
Maybe if they gave you cash instead of store credit, maybe that makes it worth it because then you can flip that cash in something else. But the fact that you're just giving them stuff for the right to buy something else from them.
Yeah, and then they put the price up so high, and it just makes me kind of disgusted.
Maybe trade games with your friends or something.
Barter.
Trade.
Or you could have rented Wii Play from somewhere.
Yeah.
Played it for the 20 minutes that it deserved.
Yeah. You could have made like a YouTube video of you putting them in the microwave and put a PayPal thing up. You probably would have got more than $25.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
I'm starting that right now.
Don't try that at home, by the way.
That's a terrible
Kids
time.
Don't do it. Yeah,
I have two microwaves at home. No waiting.
The GameSpot crew have a good point. I mean, you shouldn't trade in anything. Now, I mean, and I'm not talking about just not trading in games or movies, but I just don't trade in anything. I mean, don't throw anything away either. When you go to the theater, keep that movie stub. When you go to McDonald's, keep the hamburger wrapper. When you break your leg, make sure and keep your cast. When you break a guitar string, make sure and just keep that and throw it into a drawer somewhere. You never know when you're going to need all of this useless crap. And hey, who knows? Maybe one day you'll be Andy Warhol, and when you die, everyone will go into your apartment and they'll see, wow, you have a bunch of useless crap. Well, anyway, up next we have a caller who wanted to know what he should do when his birthday comes up. I guess that in a week or two, he's going to be celebrating his birthday, and he didn't know what to do. He's going to be 16 or 17 or 40 or something like that. And, well, he didn't know what to do, so he called into GameSpot, and he asked, well, what should I do? And, well, here's what the GameSpot crew said.
That's right.
Cause trouble.
Ride the bare ohms, baby. Yeah. America.
Go to the local laser tag place. And have a lot of drinks.
Birthdays are the time to do that goofy thing that you wouldn't normally do, like go to Galacta Bowl.
Right. Yeah.
Boot Scootin' Bowl.
Oh, God.
as long as you have a lot of numbers. Take over the mini golf course.
Turn off all the lights. Tell your mom to leave the house and just think about your life. Think about where you are.
The mistakes you've
That's
made.
That's sad.
Yeah. Think about it. And then make a video blog of it and put it up. Tell us all about it.
It's the worst birthday ever.
Have about 150 people over at your house.
Yeah.
And then when the cops show up, just say, yeah, if you could help, because I can't control this party.
Thank you for coming.
Thanks. Oh, God. Thank God you're here.
Do that, but at someone else's house.
Yeah.
Oh, go to the roller rink. I have to put that one in. I was a DJ at the roller rink.
Can
and
you
they
give us
throw
a good roller rink line right now?
Sure. Well, everybody for Luke's party, please go back to the party table. Once again, everybody for Luke's party, please go back to the party table. Your cake is being served. Remember, there is no speed skating, backward skating, or horseplay allowed on the rink at any time. This next song goes out to Luke. It's Waterfalls.
What about couple skate?
Guys, grab a girl. It's couple skate only. Couple skate only on the rink.
Luke, go back home.
Yeah, good luck with that, Luke.
Let's buy the Cal Skate in Runner Park.
Done. And,
United Skates of America. Skatosaurus.
Stop.
I can't skate.
Yeah.
Whenever I would have to go to the skating rink for someone's stupid birthday party, I would have to get skates because the parents would make you, someone would always make you get skates.
Yep.
And then I would spend the next 4 hours trying to play pinball while on skates.
Yep.
And, that always went really, really poorly.
Do that for your birthday, Luke. Play pinball on roller skates.
There you go.
I'll be honest with you. After all listening to their suggestions, I was having a hard time coming up with any good ideas of my own. So I decided what I'd do is I'd just recount one of the stories that happened to my buddy not too long ago. It was his birthday, and he got up and he complained that his wife, his kids, nobody that he knew said anything about his birthday. So I mean, he wasn't feeling real good about that. He drives into work and he gets to work and his coworker said, "Hey, happy birthday." And that just raised his spirits. So he worked for, I don't know, half the day, and then he was about to take lunch, and his coworker said, "Hey, why don't we go have some lunch and have a nice birthday lunch?" Yeah. And then he thought that was such a good idea that they're just gonna go off and do that. So what he did was they had a picnic, and it was a whole bunch of fun, or at least that's what he says. And well, on the way back, his coworker, who was a nice, hot, attractive woman, said, "Hey, let's go back to my place." And well, he thought that was a pretty good idea. So he heads back to her apartment. he sits on the couch, and she says, "Hey, I think I'm going to go slip into something a little bit more comfortable." And well, I bet you already know what's going through his head. Well, she comes out with a birthday cake and his wife and kids and everybody else that he knows, and they have a nice big surprise party. Unfortunately, he was naked. And, well, after that, his wife divorced him and his kids left him, and now he's working at Kmart at, I don't know, some out-of-the-way city. So let me tell you, Luke, it could be a lot worse. Your birthday could suck. So just go roller skating, because that sounds like fun. Yeah, because going around in a circle is a whole lot of fun. Alright, so let's move on to Games for Windows Radio, and I know I say this every single week, but let's face it, I don't play a lot of PC games, but I love the Games for Windows podcast. In fact, I'd go as far as to say it's my favorite podcast that I listen to, and I'm sure you already know that because we play these clips every week. This week we have a couple of Heroes of the Web, which is everybody's favorite section. And we have this section, which is all about spoilers. Here's the Games for Windows crew talking a little bit about spoilers on GameTap.
They've got it loaded up with all this video content. So, you know, while you're downloading a game, you might be able to watch a video of some, editors in the game press talk about talk about why the game was so great.
Not really.
Really, we
dodged a bullet on that.
And there's some, you know, we can't talk too much shit. There's some people in this building,
really,
not in this podcast, but in this building that are on there.
Lords.
But no, it was funny. They came through, and I was like, the reason I can't do this because it's too much like, you know, the old Time Life music collection TV.
Who could remember who could forget these golden greats?
Yeah, and I didn't want to be like that newly old person, just like, oh man, Frogger, I could cross the street, and, you know, you either get run over by a car or you cross the street. You know what I mean? So basically they're doing that, but they're spoiling.
it was like a Talking Heads, like all those like VH1 things.
Yeah. Who are the whores for one up who are on these things?
I'm not gonna. Come on, but there's.
I'm just kidding.
But there's
not
one guy
they're,
on there for
streetwalkers.
Another website, and he's talking about Phantasy Star 2. But the saddest thing is he spoils the biggest plot event in that entire game in the course as you're downloading the game. It's like, thanks, asshole. You know, like, it'd be like if you're, you know, it's 1982 or whatever, and you're not downloading.
Dude,
because
it's not a spoiler if the game came out 25 years ago.
I don't care, man. If they're trying to sell you on this, like telling you why this game's cool. Okay, look, you can't win. If you already played it 20 years ago, why do you need this guy telling you what the big fucking surprise is?
I mean, if I tell you that Darth Vader was Luke's dad, is that a spoiler now?
Statute of limitations is up.
Right, statute of limitations is over.
You know, though, I did when I went and saw King Kong in the theater. Yeah. I went with some friends, and this buddy of mine's girlfriend cried. She's like, I didn't know that the monkey died. And we're all going, are you insane? How did you not know the monkey died?
How do you not know that?
Was she tearing up because she didn't expect to be
No, she thought like somehow like the planes were going to come with the net and he was going to jump off on a trampoline or something. I don't know what she thought was going to happen.
She was going to throw barrels down or something.
That's right.
Well, that's kind of sweet.
He's going to save the princess. It was going to be great.
Speaking of spoilers, I decided that since they were talking about spoilers, it would be an awful lot of fun to go through some of my favorite spoilers. And so I figured that since some time has passed and a bunch of games have gotten older, we might as well go through some of like my 10 or 15 favorite spoilers of all time. So if you don't want to know how your favorite game ends, I suggest you just skip this section. But no, really, just listen to it, because here are some of the best spoilers of all time. So get ready. All right. For example, Titus dies after defeating Sin. Did you know that? Or what about this? Did you know that in Super Mario Bros. 2, it's all a dream? Oh, yeah. And Kratos, he kills his family. And at the end of Pac-Man, he nets 3,333,360 points. That's right. And you know what else? Solid Snake gets tricked by Eva, who turns out to be a Russian spy. Dope! Ah. Oh, yeah. And Ryu, he rocks off in the distance, happy that he knocked out M. Bison. And Master Chief, yeah, he plans on saving the Earth. Well, I guess that's not really much of a spoiler, but anyway, the prince rolls up a bunch of shit, and he's all happy about it. You win a skate park, and you win it back from the man. That's pretty cool. Oh yeah, and our final one, Mario finally saves the princess, who coincidentally was not in another castle. We can't talk about GFW Radio without having at least one or two heroes of the internet. If you don't know what Heroes of the Internet is, then you probably don't listen to GFW Radio, or you haven't listened to somebody else's podcast. Either way, it's this really funny section where they make fun of some forum post they found that really shows you how stupid some people are. And well, we have two genuine classics already set up for you. But first we're going to talk about interspecies sex. So get ready, because the next two sections have to do with sex. Take it away.
Okay, so I have to give thanks to 1UP.com user Killer Slinky, who sent me this in the PM box. And he found this on a World of Warcraft dedicated forum. Ooh. And you were just accusing Lord of the Rings players as being a special breed.
Mm-hmm.
And other MMO players being immune to that. So
okay.
I don't know about immune.
Gupal Jinda from World of Warcraft has this to say.
Trolls carry a seething hatred for all races. The Darkspear tolerate members of the Horde out of blood debt or honor for saving them from rampaging murlocs. They've been fighting humans and elves since humans and elves have been around. They're generally bigots and feel superior to all other races. They believe that only the strongest should survive and breed. They believe that so much that they'll let their own young die in the wilds at a very young age if they're not strong enough. I'm sorry, but there's no way that trolls believe in mixing with other races. If they capture an elf or a human, they're going to kill, eat, torture you. Aside from that, it's pretty doubtful that humans could ever survive sex with trolls for a few reasons. First of all, trolls are a lot bigger than humans. Trolls are very primal and savage in nature. There is no gentle hold me and whisper in my ear baby sex for trolls, I'd wager. You've seen Discovery Channel? Yeah, it's probably like that with biting and self-mutilation and tusks everywhere. Human loins could not withstand a troll. End of story. Sorry, pants, you could never pleasure a troll either. She'd break you in half and be very displeased. Not that she'd ever find a human attractive. Trolls and elves admittedly are more compatible, at least night elves anyway. Too bad they hate each other more than humans and trolls. They're too different culturally, socially, spiritually, and physically from the Alliance races for this to ever happen, in my opinion. Some Darkspear are going to be more tolerant than normal due to fighting in the Third War alongside old enemies, but that's not going to make enough of them all Goldshire Cybers with each other.
Wow.
Goldshire Cybers was like one word, sorry.
Wow.
I gotta ask, when you were listening to this, were any of you else envisioning like Steve Irwin? Like,
I was actually just picturing some guy typing that and his wife in the other room going, honey, what are you doing in there?
Come rub my feet.
Yeah.
I got a new purple dress.
A new purple nightie.
A purple moo-moo.
Oh, that's...
Dude, I could have said circus tent or like...
No. I'm commenting on that the dark spirit trolls. Right. Yeah, that's a little sad.
Yeah.
It's all true, though.
But so that I like that. It was a good find for Killer because...
That was good.
Killer Slinky, just the notion that you can role play and actually stop and say, you know what? It's kind of like the dude, you know, like that you wouldn't permit polygamy. You could marry Sonic or Knuckles, but you can't marry yeah. Sonic and Knuckles.
I really like when he
it's
said
like
that.
You can marry a troll, but yeah. You can't be a troll and marry an elf. Like, whatever, dude.
Yeah, I also
like you're
like
already
that
down
said,
the fucking rabbit hole. Like, just marry away. I don't care who it is.
Well, I like that he said, you know, especially night elves or whatever.
Yeah.
You know? Like, he differentiated. Mm-hmm. Other elves, maybe not.
Why is it night elves?
Some straight-up racism there. Back of the bus with the
no
dark
kidding.
Elves.
Yeah.
That's basically, I think that argument probably exists in Star Trek land. It's just Klingons, and it exists mm-hmm. in other ones, too.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe in Star Wars, there's someone that, like, had that debate about if you could, like, tap Chewbacca and live.
Uh-huh.
You know. I'm living proof.
What about Jabba, dude? What about Jabba? No.
Well, if anybody has any opinions out there on having sex with
interspecies.
Klingons. Yeah, interspecies mingling, let us know.
Please.
But serious or responses not. Only.
Laugh all you want, Jeff, but I actually do have a serious comment. I actually do have something to say about that. And you know what? And I worked it out to a very special essay. So here's my essay about interspecies sex. And I read, "It's just not right, I tell you. I don't care how many times you say it or how drunk you are, Bubsy the Bobcat should not be having sex with those Viva Pinatas. Sure, it seems natural, but I want nothing to do with the mongrel that comes out of that pairing. And they aren't even the only two species that wouldn't work out. I'm also talking about Trevor McFur and Crash Bandicoot, Parappa the Rapper and Conker, and of course, Pocky and Rocky. One pairing I would like to see is Yoshi and Alex Kidd. I don't know about you, but I would kind of like to know that Yoshi is actually getting some. As far as I can tell, all he does is pat kids around and poop out eggs. The least Nintendo could do is have him find a cute Yoshi girlfriend or something and get a little Yoshi action. As for Alex Kidd, I just want to see him naked, or so at least so I can find out just what it is. Is it a boy? Is it a mongrel? Is it a monkey? Is it the Antichrist? Is it a him? Is it a her? What is it? These questions would finally be put to rest if only they could watch Yoshi have sex with Alex Kidd. So guys, make this happen. For our final clip, I think this deserves a little setup. It probably doesn't need a joke afterwards, but it does need a little setting up. Recently on GFW Radio, they had Bill Roper, who's one of the people responsible for the Diablo series and the upcoming game Hellgate London. He was on to talk all about Hellgate London and all sorts of stuff, but even more importantly, they had him read what has to be the single best Heroes of the Internet of the Year. Well, okay, it's not the best one. I mean, that Sonic marrying thing, that was the best one. But this one's damn close. So here's Bill Roper, who doesn't like saying profanity, coincidentally, talking Heroes of the Internet. Enjoy.
So there you go.
We give him the underwear.
Yeah, you could do a quick.
Where am I ending?
Ending right there. Yeah, there's nice. Some bad words you could.
Oh yeah,
you,
good.
It's up to you if you want to use them.
You know, I think you do a disservice to the original author if you don't read it in the format presented.
Okay, so. I agree with that.
Like, so sorry, folks. I know all those years in college and diction training are going to turn out great. Poster Kimani said, "So you're working out and getting buff. So you're strong to do what? Getting women, as if they're obvious to do what? Fuck them and forget about it? Getting women improves your social status amongst those who high-five people for being players. Who gives a damn about being more social amongst those vapid wastes of food and employment? Video games are a great way to have fun and enjoy things that are available to you in life. Not only this, but the making of a game is an art form. By playing through, say, an RPG, you are treated to a grand story that's just overwhelmingly more fulfilling than going out, fucking some chick, high-fiving yourself, and calling it a night."
So, bravo.
Okay,
we'll be back after the break. Check it.
There's just nothing I can say after that. So I think that's going to be it. We're wrapping it up. We're at 30 minutes already. I want to thank everybody for listening. I do want to make a slight apology. I picked up a brand new mic, so if there was a little popping, I haven't quite gotten the hang of using it. So I'm doing my best. Hopefully things will get better as I continue to use it. But for whatever is worth, I want to thank everybody for listening. My name is Cyril Lachelle. This is Radio Free Gaming, and the website is defunctgames.com. Hey, maybe I'll see you here next week. Until then. Keep smiling.